Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Thursday, September 22nd. Grey Bruce OPP, South Bruce OPP, and Grey Bruce Health Services have finalized a mobile crisis response team for the area. They say it's a partnership that will see clinicians from Grey Bruce Health Services stationed in local OPP detachments who will respond alongside police to calls for service involving crisis and mental health. They say the workers will provide services including de-escalation and short-term crisis intervention, safety planning and stabilization, referrals to appropriate services for long-term support, and recovery-oriented interventions. Police say the involved partners will continue working over the next few months towards the launch of the program, which is planned before the end of the year. Elsewhere in the region, Owen Sound, Hanover, and Saugeen Shores Police, paramedics, and emergency departments have taken part in a similar program that's been running in recent years called the Mobile Mental Health and Addiction Response Team. That is made possible through the help of the local Canadian Mental Health Association. Grey County is launching a short-term shelter service for people experiencing homelessness that's taking over the emergency service in Grey from the YMCA. The launch completes their goal of bringing short-term shelter services into in-house operations at the county, and they say it will help streamline support and improve people's access to other programs. The county says new partnerships with local motel operators are helping to ensure there's a supply of shelter rooms available. Housing Programs Manager Josh Gibson.
On average, we shelter between 10 to 16 individuals or families per night throughout the course of the year. As we move into the winter months, that does increase significantly as it gets colder.
Information and help through the program can be accessed 24 hours a day by contacting 211, where the county says a team has been specifically trained in locating emergency housing supports in this region. During business hours, services can be accessed through Grey County Administration in Owen Sound and Social Services in Hanover. The 2022 Walk for O'Share, sponsored by Barry's Construction and Main Street Hair Salon, is set for Friday in Owen Sound. The annual event generates funds to assist the hunger relief effort in the city. Jeff Robbins from Main Street Salon.
This is year five, so we'd like to raise, at least $400,000 to $450,000 would be great for one day. That would be unheard of in all of Grey Bruce that an organization could do that.
The walk is set to start Friday afternoon at 3:30 in the parking lot behind Owen Sound City Hall. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will continue to support Ukraine with weapons, training, and other types of aid. The PM spoke with reporters last night in New York, where world leaders gathered at the UN. They met the same day as Russian President Vladimir Putin announced he's conscripting up to 300,000 reservists to bolster his forces. Trudeau says it's a sign the Russian campaign is faltering.
We are going to continue to send military aid to Ukraine. We're going to continue to be there for humanitarian assistance. We're going to continue facilitating measures to counter the global food crisis.
About 1,200 protesters were arrested yesterday across Russia for speaking out against the war. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open down today. The Dow Jones is down 47 points in pre-market. The TSX in Toronto opens at 19,184 after going down 184 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 74.23 U.S. cents, down 0.05 of a cent. And the price of oil is $83.70, up 76 cents a barrel. Now time for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Thank you, Matt. Vierling had a five-hit game for Philadelphia, including the game-winning RBI as the Phillies nipped the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3 in 10 innings in Interleague Major League Baseball. Blue Jays, though, maintain their hold on the top wildcard position in the American League. They're ahead of Tampa Bay and Seattle, who both lost last night. Tampa Bay was beaten 5-2 by Houston, and Seattle lost to Oakland 2-1. President's Cup golf matches begin today. Corey Connors of Listowel is playing for the international squad. He and Sungjae Im will go against the American duo of Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas today. All the matchups for the day are posted on the RE/MAX Scrabers Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage because we've done this over 2 million times. National Football League tonight, Pittsburgh at Cleveland, both teams 1-1 in the AFC North, and the Owen Sound attack of the OHL dealt Kitchener native Kyle Morey to his hometown Rangers, that in exchange for a conditional draft pick.